corner of town by a man named George Griffith. And he had a brother. I don't remember his brother's name. But the two of them were prospecting, and they discovered gold. And they each formed their own little hamlet. This was Georgetown. Or this was Elizabethtown. Anything south of 6th Street was Elizabethtown. Anything north of 6th Street was Georgetown. There's several different stories, but the one I like the best, Elizabethtown was named after the brother's wife. And George and the brother had a falling out, and the brother packed up and moved on. So George claimed Elizabethtown as his own and changed it to Georgetown, and it's been Georgetown ever since. And the natives call it Upper Town and Lower Town.
Upper Town.
So anything north of 6th Street is Lower Town, or the wrong side of the tracks.
Does it divide itself socially that way?
Oh, not so much anymore, but it used to, but not anymore. Anymore, you don't have to be poor to live in Lower Town.
where were most of the miners from? Were they, I mean,
everywhere?
They weren't a particular ethnic group?
No. We had them from all over the world. There were lots of Swedes, lots of Norwegians, lots of Italians. There was a little place above Silver Plume called Brownsville that was a complete Italian settlement. And it was covered by a landslide and just completely obliterated.
When was this?
In 1869, I believe, or 1873, something like that. They have a monument in the cemetery at Silver Plume in honor of the people that were buried there, and they never tried to excavate the area and get the bodies. They just put a monument.
That's one thing I was wondering about. Were there particular mining communities that were made up of just one ethnic group?
Very, very few. That's the only one I ever heard of was the Italian.
Were there any bad mining strikes in this area during the...
No. They didn't have unions back then, you know. And so they didn't go on strike much. The main problem back then was the mining conglomerates fighting each other. And they would say, you own this mine and I own this mine. You would take me to court and stop me from working, but you could go ahead and work.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about society. A woman whose husband has died, she would be called a what?
Widow.
Okay. And in the old days, a child who was born out of wedlock would be called a what?
Bastard.
Okay. Nowadays, would they use illegitimate? Is that kind of more of an acceptable term?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And instead of unwed mothers, they're saying single parent.
Right. Kind of changed. Mm-hmm. Now, in the old days, when a couple got married, did they have kind of a noisy celebration for them?
More than they do now,
I think. What did they call that?
Chivalry.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Were y'all chivalried?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't go on a honeymoon. We just went home, and we had an apartment on the second floor. And our friends all came and beat on the tubs and the tin pans and what have you. And
So they would actually like beat on the
washboards, you know, take a spoon
and
go up and down the washboard and beat on the tubs and so forth. And the norm was that you would invite them in and have drinks or dessert or something. Well, we were living in the house with some other people and we didn't want to do that. So we just opened the upstairs window and threw coins and bills at them, and they took it and went away and had their own little party somewhere else. We didn't even go with them.
I see. So they didn't make your husband roll you down the street in a wheelbarrow or anything like that?
No.
But that,
uh,
that,
I've, I've